The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Going off the rail on a crazy train here. I think Dave just sent me another bumper. I'll have to see what he's... Dave has fun with his audio editing software. I'll have to take a listen to that, okay? It's Sean here right now. How you doing, Sean? You were watching the State of the Union, had some Democrat friends over, and you're saying that it was kind of an experience of what, people showing their true colors? What happened?
Yeah, it was more or less a shining of true colors, because I was over actually at their place, and they're an elderly couple, and I could not get them to see outside of the box. They just backed Biden in every step that he took, and I just was waiting for him to stumble. And my dog starts barking every time he sees Biden on the screen, and this lady has obviously told me in the past, "You're dog is a great judge of character," and she got offensive towards my dog last night and is trying to argue with my dog at a certain point, and I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna go home.
Oh, you know something, Sean, that's funny, but it's not, you know, to have the dog barking at Biden in the past, he's been looked at as a judge of character. I think your dog got the vibe of what was going on. It was a very angry, venal, it was one of the nastiest State of the Union divisive speeches that I've seen in my lifetime. And I've seen a lot of bad State of the Union speeches, but that one, but they're all bought in. They've just retreat to their corner. That's all there is to it, huh?
And they back themselves in a corner, and they don't want to listen to anything, anybody. It's almost like arguing with a 2-year-old stuck in the corner, you know? And I just wish that, you know, like listening to your last guest, okay, I say, why can't we all just be friends? Okay, that's the song I want to go for. And
well, that would be nice in an ideal world, but I think ideal, that train pulled out a long time ago here when, you know, how do you reason with an individual, with individuals, like you said, those that couple you were with that would look at you and everybody like you as a stone-cold enemy of the planet and the country? How can you be friends there?
It's going to be a struggle from here on out, in my opinion, because I have respect for them because they're older than me, but I also sit there and think to myself, no, I got to stand my ground. I got to be the person that I want to be in life. And we're getting shunned upon every step of our way and not being allowed to say what we feel without getting just total criticism from them. And then they want to state what they want to say, and then, hush, we're not allowed to say anything else.
Free speech. Without free speech, there is no freedom. So I refuse to let them shut me down, and you don't let them shut you down either, okay? And by the way, don't shut your dog up unless you're waking up people in the middle of the night, okay? You got to be polite, all right?
He's a 105-pound Dobie. I ain't going to shut him up.
Oh, no, I'm not going to argue with him either. I love it. Sean, great call. Thanks for that. 770-5633. Hannity, the update more, and then your calls. 770-5633. On post State of the Union, find your phone Friday.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
It's home show season. The next one for Johnson Builders will be Southern Oregon Home Show at the Jackson County Expo in early May. But you don't have to wait to get low home show pricing right now for any building you need. From a small shop to a huge riding area, residential or commercial, Johnson Builders is the leading authority on post and frame construction in the region. So get a quote on your project and take advantage of special home show pricing. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
His job performance has been abysmal, and that's why he has such a low approval rating. That's why Donald Trump has a real chance to win this election in just 242 days. Look, 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. It doesn't matter what Joe says about the economy. I don't think there's going to be a single American that's going to buy the lie that Republicans are responsible for the disaster that he's caused at our border. And I know with Bidenomics, I don't think people are going to buy that this is because of greedy corporations and shrinkflation. He's been out there, you know, hitting the talking point that Bidenomics, it hasn't done a thing for them. Even Democrats are saying, let it go.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, by now we all know of the atrocities that were committed by Hamas on October the 7th, which kicked off this war with Israel. Now Israel is fighting for their very existence. Now the toll on the Israeli people, it has been staggering. You have hundreds of thousands of Israelis. They have been forced from their homes. Entire communities are torn apart. Lives have been devastated by death and destruction. Now, thankfully, there are groups like the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They're right there in the middle of it, have been from day one. They're distributing critical essentials like food, medicine, emergency supplies for hundreds of thousands of Israelis that are suffering. The need is great. We're partnering with the IFCJ. Every donation urgently needed immediately. And by the way, give as much as you can today because your gift will be matched by some generous donor and you'll be basically donating twice the amount. Now, the website is supportifcj.org. One word, supportifcj.org.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Meyer Show.
Yep, crazy train Friday for sure. State of the Union. That was it. That was the most dark, divisive, and just unhinged State of the Union that I've ever heard. And if you feel differently or if you had a particular reaction to it, I'd love to get it. 770-5633-770-KMED. I know Dave in the Iron Gate was saying that he thinks that the song we should be playing for Rick is Mar-a-Lago. I'm not familiar with that, Dave, but I'll have to see if I can find it. Holly Morton checking in, Josephine County Republican chair. Joe County Republican Party chair. How you doing, Holly? What are your thoughts on that?
I'm hanging in there. I was pretty disgusted listening to the State of the Union speech last night.
By the way, I just want to let you know that, and this is something I would not normally admit on radio, but I can't tell you how many times I flipped off the television and sputtered expletives. It's very unlike me for the most part, but I just, that's the way it was. And I had to go to bed. I had to turn it off after 45 minutes because I was just, blood pressure was just getting too wild at that point. I just knew it wasn't going to help. So what happened with you and Jim watching that, huh?
Yeah, well, pretty much the same thing. You wouldn't want to have had a recording of the background on that one, but the thing that hit me most wasn't just the affect, the anger and the scowling face. It was the total prevarication, one after another after another. I mean, he couldn't even count them. I couldn't even make enough notes to comprehend the number of lies that he told about how great the economy is and that sort of thing. You know, it is time that conservatives get loud and proud. We have had enough of this. At the state level, at the federal level, we have just had enough. And we need to start speaking out to each other, talking to our friends who might not want to hear the message. We have got to get the word out about the charter and all the crazy things that the leftists are dumping down on us every day. It's ridiculous.
That's actually an interesting point that the Josephine County charter changes 17-116 and the three coming in Jackson County. That is part of the crazy train. That is part of the crazy train of consolidation of power. And the real push is to make sure that we weaken our county governments. They want,
I believe you're right.
Yeah, the Democrats want the county governments weaker because they essentially are the last bastions of any kind of resistance to the huge reaches of power in the Oregon administrative state. And that's just the bottom line here. It really is.
But if you listen to the people that are promoting it, they really don't understand that about themselves. They really think that this is the absolute right thing because they're so gullible. They listen to a message that's come down and say, oh, no, this isn't the Democrat Party doing anything. This is just citizens working together trying to make our county a better place.
Well, yeah, they might be buying that from the Kathy Shaws of the world. And no doubt, Kathy Shaw, the brain of the Democratic Party here in Southern Oregon, she may not be necessarily in charge, but she's a very smart political operative. And you can just see her fingerprints and people like Kathy Shaw all over all of these charter changes here in Southern Oregon. And yeah, of course they sell it. Well, naturally, having five for less than the price of three, well, of course that would be good. And people just blindly just go to it. Even Dave Gilmore in the Jackson County version the other day let the cat out of the bag. Now, they're going for the districts in Joe County with 17-116. They didn't do that in the Jackson County. I don't know if you noticed that or not. But Dave Gilmore said the quiet part out loud. Oh, yeah, well, eventually we'll get there. Everything about it is Democratic incrementalism. If they can't get the whole ball of wax right away, they'll go for a little bit at a time. But everything is about in destroying the ability of the county to resist the depredations of the state of Oregon. That's just it. That is it. There's no other way of looking at it. And since they control it in Salem, that's what they want. That's why. Okay.
Well, this charter is so crazy. Right now, our commissioners, whether you like them or not, they have a meeting every Wednesday morning, 9 to however long it takes. They sit there and they listen. Everybody can get up and speak. We have great access to our commissioners. Now, the new charter, they want to do it twice a month. That'll be the max.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll be the minimum. They have to meet two meetings a month, and you really only have access to your one commissioner.
All right. Yeah, here, the thing I will warn you against, Holly, don't sit around there and take apart the arguments that the Democrats are bringing. All right? You can get buried in the minutiae of what it's going to cost or what it won't cost or how many times they'll meet or what are going to be the boundaries of the district. The Democrats want it. The Democrats want it because it will hurt Republicans. That's the only reason they want it. Okay?
Well, just say no is sort of your policy, and I understand that.
Okay, just
and
say
be loud and proud of
but
it.
But if you go down the road of trying to nitpick and pick apart all these various arguments all the time with people, rather than just going down to the basics of this, that the Democrats want this because they want the power and they want to hurt the counties as they've been currently constituted and governed at this point in time. To sit there and go through every little point, I think, will just be we burn up energy. Rather than just saying they want it, we say no. Okay? And that's if
the problem we're having in our county is we've got a couple of people who say, oh, no, this is nonpartisan. They say this all the time. This is not partisan. This isn't a Democrat thing. And it's kind of bizarre because it originally was nonpartisan. There was a citizen group. They worked on it for 2 years.
But the citizen group was not tasked with repealing the charter, which is what this group did, what we're wants to do. Okay.
The splinter group did. What
yes.
happened is you had nine people, two people splintered off from that group and decided to write their own. And Dorothy Etter, I believe, was one of the people who participated in the writing of that, and she's the former chair of the Democrat Party. So they couldn't get their way with the nine people, so they just splintered off and started the process. And then they started getting the signatures, which you have to get 4,000 or some, saying that it was nonpartisan. And they conned a lot of people into believing that it was a nonpartisan effort, and now there are a lot of very confused people. And they're saying, well, wait, it's not a Democrat thing.
No, correct them. It is a Democrat charter change. Repeal and replace. It is a Democrat charter change, and anybody who doesn't understand that is either willfully ignorant or doesn't want to believe the venality, I think that's the proper word or term, that is coming out of these people and why they wish to do this. So, okay. I just want to say, we don't want to waste energy on arguing and nitpicking the various individual things. You can't even engage in the particular ideas because they want it. They want it for bad reasons, and that's all there is to it. I appreciate the call there, Holly. Thanks for that. You got Joel. Joel, speak slowly so we can understand. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I'm calming down after listening to you debate the issues.
Because sometimes you call me, and God love you, Joel, but it's like you're a frothing rabid dog over in the Iron Gate sometimes. All right, he's going to calm you down, okay? All right?
Yeah, it's because I see what's the conclusion of the effort of the bad guys.
Okay, good. What are you thinking?
Not good. Well, anyway, the bad guy is China over... I picked China as our number one adversary over Russia and Iran, Iran. It's been exposed that over 2,000 Chinese nationals are helping the cartel in Mexico produce fentanyl to kill us off one by one. And they've already inserted a bunch of their people ready to take over our jobs. And, of course, they bought a bunch of property, and most of it's right next to government installations. So whatever we can do to combat that would be deluxe.
All right. That's the way you need to call it. That's the way you need to call every time. It's perfect. All right? I love it.
God bless America.
God bless you, Joel. Joel of the Iron Gate. See, that's just it. You know, I'm an open-minded guy. I just want to help people. Help me help you. You know? 770-5633, 770-KMED. All right. Well, we'll get some more of this, all right? We've had some serious talk here. We had a dad joke of the day. Dad joke is sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. And Two Dogs is a local dealer for Iron Bull trailers made by Northstar. They have new line of Northstar trailers and Delco trailers. Lots of trailers in stock, and they're priced right in 10, 12, 14, and 20-footers. Tilt and drum trailers, too. And what they do, metal fabrication, repair, all sorts of things at Two Dogs Fabricating. all right. I like this one. If April showers bring Mayflowers, what do Mayflowers bring? Pilgrims. Dad joke of the day. If you have a better dad joke, submit it to twodogsfab.com, all right? It's 7:30.
If your tools and equipment are rolling around in your pickup bed and trailer, Two Dogs Fabricating will get you organized with racks, hooks, hangers, baskets, and sleeves. Two Dogs provides whatever you need to be efficient and ready when you roll up on a job site. And if you're looking for a unique work bed or trailer, sketch it on a napkin and bring it in. Just a little direction, and you'll say, "That's exactly what I was thinking." Two Dogs Fabricating, a working man's best friend. Up beside your dog, of course. On Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford, and at twodogsfab.com.
March is Maintenance Madness Month at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. We want to remind you to check your fluids at least once a month to help avoid costly repairs. When you come in for any service at Kelly's, we do a thorough inspection that includes pictures and videos of the good and not so good of your car that are texted and emailed directly to you. You then decide what to fix and how to plan for the future. Check us out at kellysautomotive.com. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
When you hire a contractor, the last worry you should have is, are they capable enough to handle the job? A well drilling contractor is no different, especially with tough drilling conditions Southern Oregon can encompass. Clouser Drilling invests in capable machinery, tooling, and personnel equipped to handle these conditions. They operate four modern rotary drill rigs with capabilities from air rotary, mud rotary, and drill and drive casing advancement systems. Combine this with over 50 years and thousands of wells drilled, and worry no more. Contact Clouser Drilling or visit Clouser Drilling.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
Richard Evans will join me from the Oregon Eagle here in a few minutes because not only was it State of the Union night, but it was also Signy Dine night, too. And he was up there on a little field trip, poor guy, you know, hanging out at the state legislature. Former state legislator and state senator and current Josephine County Commissioner. Hey, Herman, how you doing this morning? What's up?
You know, Bill, I've been listening. A lot of people had a lot of good input. You had a lot of good input. But there's something that most Americans are missing.
What's that?
And I pointed to this when Joe Biden got elected. On his first day, what did he do?
He opened the border.
He opened the border. And I remember sitting there with my parents, and my dad was just beside himself. I said, "Dad, don't you see what they're doing? They're creating a problem. And shortly before the next presidential election, they'll have a solution." And that's exactly what they do. This is old politics. It goes back thousands of years.
And it's also known as the Hegelian dialectic, that sort of thing. Yes. You create the problem, you have the solution to the problem that you created, in essence. And then yes. Democrats are very good at that.
Yeah, and so look what they did in Russia. You know, when they got out of their kingdom, so to speak, their monarchy, they starved everybody. Everybody starved, and then the government fed them. So they, you know,
you're getting the pigs into the pen, right?
Right. Yes. Well, and they do it on all these issues, and I get so frustrated, and it's hard for people to understand if they don't study history. But whether it's the drug problem, legalizing hard drugs, the homeless, create all these problems, and then create the solution, and then the people forget they created the problem.
Yeah, well, they forgot that they broke your leg, right? You forget, though, right, that they broke your leg, but they handed you a crutch, right? That kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed, and I try to talk to people, and I don't know if it's too complicated for them to understand, or they think it's too far-fetched, but study history.
All right. Herman, I always appreciate the call. Thank you for that. Let's see. Chris in Foots Creek, you're wondering about that landlord comment there. I was talking about on the Biden thing yesterday.
Yeah, I watched the speech last night, and it's all well and good, but on the local level, what's new, what's draconian going on with the landlord-tenant law? Because my ex-wife has a grifter in Rogue River that won't get out. I mean, she...
What's going on is that you can't be a landlord. I mean, who would want to be a landlord in Oregon, and you wouldn't want to be a landlord in Joe Biden's America if he gets his way with going after landlords with antitrust at that point if you raise rents?
Well, my ex-wife is disabled, and she's got these two little houses on a piece of property her dad gave her.
Yeah, no, I get that. I don't want the whole story, but, you know, where is it? You know, don't you see the problem with the fact that you can't operate your business? You can't throw out the dirt bag properly in time?
No. They want to give you got to either go no cause and give them another 3 months, or you got to go hire an attorney. You can't even find an attorney that does landlord-tenant law in Josephine or Jackson County.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you on that one, Chris. But, you know, nothing is new. Biden just wants to make what's already bad in Oregon worse. Okay? Thanks for the call. Let me go to Bonnie. Hello, Bonnie. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Yes, I was calling about that speech last night.
Sure.
You know, instead of saying good evening, America, and trying to make you feel comfortable, you know, and he started with that Ukraine thing. That was main priority. So,
well, state of the Ukraine, right? That's really what
right
it was.
Right on for, what, 10 minutes? Nothing to bring America together, and started bashing everything that the conservative people believe. And then they stand up and cheer on abortion. It was all about kill, kill. And then the water infrastructure, I thought, oh, are you kidding me? What about those people back east there in Pennsylvania? They hadn't even heard from him until a couple of months ago.
Oh, you're thinking of East Palestine, Ohio. Is that what you were thinking of? Yeah, the railroad.
Yeah, there's no fresh water there. Mm-hmm. Our railroad tracks, our roads, I haven't seen any bridge rebuilding here. Nothing like that. It's just sick. I got a ranch sign on my back porch back here, and it says, you can't fix stupid, and the ranch is upside down. You know, people just, they're gullible. I don't know. They're like, they're ate up with, and I just thought, well, what a speech. That wasn't no far side chat, that was for sure, that he mentioned.
All right, Bonnie. Appreciate the call. Thanks for sharing your thinking on that, all right? I'll take one more, then I got to get ready to and hear what happened to the Oregon State Legislature, too, with Richard Emmons. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Sherm.
Hi, Sherm.
Quick comment, different topic, but the 15 million or so illegals that came into this country in the last year, year and a half, needless to say, that translates into not just 15 million, if 7 million are females, and each female has three babies, look what you got, within the next couple of years, and a whole lot of them come in here pregnant.
Demographics are destiny, right?
Absolutely. So we're looking at maybe, now Logan thinks 150 million over a few years, But I think there will be a good 30 million, 45 million within a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Well, diversity is our strength. In fact, it's so strength. You know, I wonder if those countries in which all these people are leaving, if they're, you know, if they're getting weaker or stronger. I don't know. I'd like to find out
probably
about that.
Probably stronger, Bill.
Yeah, could be. Appreciate the call there, Sherm. 738, Richard Emmons of the Oregon Eagle, next. Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford. No Wires Now.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish. The Row Gardener, sponsored by Grange Co-op. And if you want to go organic, hey, that's great. However,
see, organic fertilizers are not ready to use by the plant. They have to be worked on by soil bacteria to break them down into a usable form. It has to be in contact with the soil. And better if it's a couple, you know, an inch or two down.
Call the Row Gardener live Saturdays 10 to noon and catch the Sunday morning encore at 9 on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD. KMED, KCMD News, sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MillettConstruction.com.
Good morning, I'm Marcus Veal with your NBC5 Morning News Update. The Grants Pass City Council placing more regulations on providing services to those experiencing homelessness. Council voted 5-3 to approve an ordinance which regulates humanitarian service events on publicly owned land. The city says a number of organizations hold regular events to provide the unhoused population with food, services, and medical help. The new ordinance would not only require a registration to provide aid, but also requires a $25 fee with the application. It also prohibits people from dispensing drug paraphernalia and compressed combustible materials. The city says registrants must also indemnify and defend the city from any legal claims arising from these events. The Ashland City Council voted this week not to open a 24-hour shelter in city limits. Council members voted 5-1 Tuesday to decline an almost $2 million grant to run a temporary 24-hour shelter in the city. According to council members, the funding would only allow the shelter to be open for 30 days. City Councilor Gina Duquesne says she voted to decline because the city was not prepared to open the shelter. Duquesne says despite this decision, the city is still focused on finding the best solution for the homeless population. She hopes the funding will go to Access and still help serve Ashland residents. That's a look at your morning headlines. For NBC5 News, I'm Marcus Veal. Have a great day and start your weekend.
19 before 8, if you bought gold at 500, you're having a great day right now. What, about 2175? Popping again. Central banks are buying gold like crazy. And what do the central banks and the big banks and other people in the big money know that they're trying to tell everybody else not to buy gold? I've never quite understood this. There must be a reason why they're buying that. It's kind of a lack of trust in the system. And after last night's State of the Union address, why wouldn't you have trust in the system? I'm being a little sarcastic, though, but there's a point to this. Talk to my friends over at J. Austin & Company, gold and silver buyers in Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, and at 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass, because these people know the markets, and they'll fairly deal with you. Maybe you have scrap gold and silver you'd like to maybe sell at these great highs right now, or maybe you're looking to add to it, which is kind of the way I look at it, but your mileage may vary. Talk with your financial advisor. I'm kind of in the mood to do what the big money is starting to do and waking up to Mr. Gold, because it's about lack of trust. Like I said, I don't know why we would have any problem with trusting the government and the monetary system, but talk to Jay Austin. Call him at 482-3715. Stop by the shop there. JayAustinBrokers.com. Great people. And if you have, collectible certificates of any sort, silver, gold you're looking to sell and or buy, trust the recognized experts. Jay Austin and Company.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
Hi, it's Jolene at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. If you're wondering about the condition of your tires, stop in and we'll check your tread level and give you an honest assessment on wear and your ability to navigate wet, slick roads. And if you need new tires, Phoenix Auto Center has a great selection of top brands like General, Hercules, Cooper, Continental, Falcon, Mastercraft, BF Goodrich, and more. For the best tire prices and service, see your local family-owned Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main in Phoenix.
Who'll Stop the Rain is a classic 1970 hit from Creedence Clearwater that reached number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Pop Singles chart. While Millett Construction doesn't know the answer to John Fogerty's question, they do know how to fix your home's foundation if moisture is making it unstable. So don't worry about clouds of mystery pouring confusion on the ground. Millett will fix your foundation, level your house, and solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Visit MillettConstruction.com for a free consultation.
Hi, I'm Jim with the Beauty Mark Salon and Glitter Bar, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
Yeah, we can't help it. It's just that sort of a day post State of the Union, or actually really State of the President. That's what listener Dale was mentioning. It really was about the State of the President, wasn't it? Yeah, it could be. State of the President, not good. That is for sure. You insurrectionists, get off my lawn! But anyway, let me talk with Richard Emmons. Richard Emmons, publisher and editor at the Oregon Eagle, both Josephine County Edition and elsewhere. Well, you're expanding everywhere. Isn't that the case here? Richard, it's great to have you back on.
Yeah, it's great to be back. And yeah, the Rogue Valley Edition includes Jackson, Josephine, and Curry County. So we're starting with the Rogue Valley Edition, and we'll see what the future holds.
And is the website Oregon Eagle? Now or
yes, it is.
Okay, good.
Yeah, OregonEagle.com.
All right, good. Just wanted to make sure and get that out. Well, you were kind enough to come on because you lost a couple days of your life that you're never going to get back because you went up to Salem and experienced the full pomp and circumstance of the Oregon State Legislature system. You know, the short session here, and it's sine died last night. And give me your overall impression with your experience and what was going on and maybe what was not going on that should have been going on. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, it's about a 3.5-hour drive to get up there from Grants Pass. And that alone just, it helps to highlight the urban-rural divide, and that to be on any kind of committee or to testify or anything, it's a long drive up there. But it was worth driving. I'm really glad I made the trip because I get to see it firsthand and report on it. And it's something that, you know, a daily newspaper really can't do. And I didn't see very many reporters where I was, at least. But what's funny is as I drove into Salem, I did see a swamp. So, you know, it might have been a seasonal pond, but that was one of my first impressions. And then second, there were lots of timber trucks with logs protesting about the sale or the transfer of the Elliott Forest. So that was happening. So that, you know, kind of made it a little challenging to get a parking spot. But
You know something, Richard? I heard nothing about that. I heard nowhere did I hear anything about the timber truck protest. Not a word.
Oh, yeah. No, it was huge. And, you know, I'm kind of learning where I'm holding my cell phone and, you know, videotaping some of it. And I'm definitely going to get a dash mounted holder so I can videotape stuff, you know. Because there were lots of people. I mean, those trucks, when they're full of logs, and there must have been a half a dozen of them, easy, and honking their horns, and other guys in their trucks. And then there was like a big, like a double trailer that was covered in blue tarps that had all kinds of white, you know, all lettering. You know, they've taken a lot of time to spell out their position, and they're just driving around the Capitol trying to get attention. And you couldn't miss it. I mean, you couldn't miss it. Unless you weren't there. Yeah, I guess you had to be there to see it.
Yeah, to know it, but, because it wasn't being reported. All right. Well, this is not all that unusual for the media right now. Anything which is often uncomfortable. Look at how little local coverage everywhere has been on the climate dam removal and the destruction of the environment here. It's now starting to leak through, but it took a good month or two before it started, you know, leaking into our conventional media outfits. Would that be a fair assessment of what we're facing these days?
Yeah, I agree. No, I agree. And it really, I mean, just seeing all those timber, you wouldn't have known they were there. And just seeing the state capitol building, you know, you hear about, you know, $500 million construction project. It is kind of mind-boggling to see essentially the whole capitol building on stilts. I mean, they're steel, and there's tons of rebar, and they're excavating a whole basement so they can add 40 offices and a restaurant. And you know, I spoke with Noah Robinson later and Senator Robinson in their offices, and they're saying, I mean, Senator Robinson was talking about how could it possibly cost $500 million, you know, when you add up all the labor costs and everything. Where's all that money going? You know, it's just mind-boggling, but it did affect your ability to go in the rotunda. However, there's the Senate wing and there's the House wing, and they're on each side of the rotunda.
Yeah.
And you go down to the first floor, that's where you enter, and then you either, you know, can hang a right or a left to go to the House or the Senate. And that's what I would do is, you know, I would be going between the gallery on the Senate side where I could look down and see what's going on and watch the votes being taken. And then I would want to go to the House side, let's say, and then I'd have to leave, go down the elevator and then go over and then go up to the third floor. I started out on the House side and met Representative Dwayne Yunker in his office for a few minutes. He had to leave to meet with the caucus prior to the floor session.
Okay, now let me guess that Representative Dwayne Yunker's office was probably put right next to the rim, right next to the restroom.
Well, actually, right when you enter the floor with the offices, this is right on the reception area. So,
oh, okay.
Very convenient.
Well, all I was saying, though, is that, you know, Representative Dwayne Yunker, I do not believe, is very popular with what I would say the standard Republican Party, or what the standard Republican Party of Oregon would like to be, which means just go along and get along and do what Christine Drazen says. I could be a little, you know, sarcastic about that.
No, well, I did when I, you know, later on in the afternoon when I was in Senator Robinson's offices and talking with Noah and Senator Robinson, you know, Noah was talking about the peer pressure that you do feel in the legislature just to go along and don't vote no in committee and don't vote no on so many measures. You know, there's just peer pressure to go along. I mean, in contrast to last year with the walkout and all the, you know, the train wreck, whatever you want to call it, this time was pretty chummy, and it was just different.
Well, when it's chummy, though, I think dangerous bad things can happen. I'm dead serious about that, Richard. I'm just, you know, giving you my opinion here. But frankly, what we need are more honey badgers that are in there. There's a famous video online with a honey badger don't give an excrement, so to speak. And I think Yunker's a bit of a honey badger. Senator Art Robinson and hopefully Noah are certainly more on no, because if there's a good bill from the Republicans, it's not going to get passed. Anything good from a Republican is not going to be put in the Democrat bill. But yet a lot of times they need Republicans to pass those bills. And so if you're not breaking or trying to obstruct the Democrat agenda, what are you actually accomplishing there is what I would say to the Republicans in the state legislature. What about you?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, first of all, they are Democrat bills that get passed. They like to, you know, put on the patina of bipartisanship by getting Republicans to vote yes. It's just different. People have different, the more the principled people that just vote no. And later, at, you know, kind of the end of the day after it was over, I was meeting with Senator Dennis Lithicum and his wife Diane in his offices, and just he's told me that for every no vote that he took, he has a reason for it. It wasn't just because he didn't feel like voting for it. He just wanted to vote no because it was a Democrat bill. I mean, he had a principled reason, and I'm going to follow up with him because now's the time to get those reasons because there's, you know.
Okay, well, I'll tell you a reason. I'd like for you to find out about that if you could. because Diane Linthicum, his wife, is running in the primary, and the good old boy network in Klamath County, from the way it looks at, is shoving a lot of money into kicking the Linthicums out of the state Senate. See what I'm getting at here? In which, I'm a little distrustful of the urge to jettison the people who were walking out, because the mainstream Republicans would not back their brethren there that were doing things for a principle. And if we're going to have principled people replaced by less than principled people, that's not a good thing for Oregon. It isn't. You need people to say no to the crazy.
That's true. And unfortunately, you know, part of this is the constituents, because, you know, we don't shame politicians that come back with big spending programs that benefit our districts. If we can get money for local projects using state taxpayer money, we generally give them kudos for that.
Well, if that's the case, then we constituencies are no better than prostitutes. You know, as long as you pay us enough, then we're okay with the service, I guess.
Yeah, thankfully they haven't legalized prostitution yet in Oregon, but I wouldn't be surprised if something next year comes up after the elections happen this November. And I'm not kidding either.
Oh, I know. No, I understand that. Of course, it wouldn't be prostitution. That's such a crass way of putting it here. It would be sex worker. Sex employment in the sex industry, okay? Richard Emmons here with me. Richard, I wanted to touch on a couple of things. Did any hot bills or anything, bills of import, pass in the final couple of days that you were up there before they signed and died? Like, I was wondering about the fake campaign finance reform. Did they go through that and pass it? I haven't heard yet.
Yeah, it did pass. And what's interesting about that bill was that it passed because the Democrats wanted it to pass, and
yep,
the Democrats wanted it to pass because there are ballot measures heading for the November ballot that would be far worse than what they just passed. And this has been going on for many, many years to get campaign finance bill passed. And one senator said, and I'm quoting her, "I resent the implication that I can be bought and paid for." And, you know, I thought
okay,
that was kind of funny.
Yeah, I'd love to see how much, if it was a Democrat, I'd love to see how much teachers union and SEIU money is in that, in the coffers of that guy.
Right. Yeah, other bills have passed, like there's one about offshore wind energy development, and that's supposed to support engagement between the wind developers and impacted organizations. So, you know, that passed by a party line vote. I mean, it's, you know, that bill passed. A number of bills passed, but I want to highlight one bill that failed early on in the House. And I got my notes here, but there is a bill that would have ended in Oregon the forced institutionalization of intellectually, developmentally disabled individuals. And Representative, you know, Ed Deal stood up and he made a speech. And believe it or not, it failed on the floor. And he gave an example. He said there's 19 people in the Oregon that fall in this category. Nine of them are in his county, Marion County. He said that one of them was a murderer, but at court they determined that he was unable to stand trial and unable to be held accountable. So he was institutionalized for life, because he was a danger to himself and to those around him. And when recently they downgraded his facility to something that gave him a little bit more freedom, and he attempted to rape one of the caregivers in that facility. And he pointed out that there's no other safety net in any other legislation in Oregon if this were to pass, and it failed by a 48-8 vote. So it did turn the tide on the floor, and, you know, I texted Representative Yonker about what a great speech he was, and Dwayne replied back, "That was a miracle. Bills don't fail on the floor." And so that was interesting, and because, see, even that blatant a thing when you have it explained that way in a short speech, very well crafted, with a good example, it is possible to change things on the floor, but it's very, very difficult. It's very, very difficult. You know, the changing the time, that one failed.
Oh, it did. And now I was confused about that because there were other news outlets down here that were reporting that it had passed and that it, all it has to do was waiting for Washington and California to go along with it, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I had heard, too. But it did fail. And
this is a perfect time to talk about it, given that this weekend we spring forward again and lose an hour of sleep. Yay us. Okay.
I know. And we get to have our 4th of July fireworks celebration at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Yeah, 10 o'clock at night. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, another bill that passed was, you know, they're kind of obscure, but it kind of lets you know kind of how things have been going. But there was a bill about duty to defend. And what happens in a let's say that they're building a public works building, you know, a new courthouse or something, and they hire a civil engineer. Well, till now, the civil engineer in the contract would have to agree to defend the city, if that's who they got the contract from, and they would have to, up front, if somebody made a claim against the project, they would have to pay both sides' legal fees up front.
And this would make it next to impossible for these professionals, these engineers, to be able to get insurance, if I understand it correctly, right?
Yeah. So anyway, that one did pass, 40-16. So that was a good bill.
Okay, there's a good bill. Again, all right, fine.
Yeah, so that was good. But, it went back and forth. It's kind of like I'm telling you, they read so fast. And, Josephine County Commissioner Herm Bearsugar, he responded to one of my recent updates and just said how this whole short session was sold to the voters on the basis of just fixing bills and passing a budget. And they read the bills and everything so fast, and they just read the titles of the bills, and they give 10 or 15 minutes per bill, and there's a timer that's counting down, and it's just one right after another. So that is kind of how it works, and they just jammed it all in. And I learned, mid afternoon that they were going to finish last night. They thought they'd finish today, but they were going to finish. So I was in the one thing that was kind of an eye opener was I was sitting in the Senate gallery, and this was roughly 4 o'clock, and apparently the House had finished early because I saw Representative Christine Goodwin come into the Senate floor and then sit down next to, Democrat Senate Majority Leader Kate Lieber and kind of talk shop while the Senate was conducting business. So that caught my eye.
By the way, have you ever talked to Christine Goodwin about where she really lives?
I did. I did ask her about that.
I mean, this whole thing that she says that she's been approved by the Secretary of State, and yet her address is a winery tasting room. It may have been approved by the Secretary of State, but, to me, it just looks stinky.
Yeah, it does look stinky. And I did ask her directly about that back in December when at the Republican PCP meeting, or there was a meeting when they were interviewing the replacements for Representative Lily Morgan when she retired.
Yeah. And by the way, Christine Goodwin is running for Art Robinson's seat, current seat. She wants to be senator. This just looks bad to me, in my opinion.
Yeah, no. That looked bad. I mean, to me, it looked bad yesterday seeing her kind of looking. I don't know what they were talking about. I'm not going to read into it. But in any event, it was, seeing her out on the Senate floor was a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked her, she told me, don't worry about it.
It's not a matter of not worrying about it. What's the truth? Where do you really live, Christine Goodwin?
I know. And it's something that could blow up. I just think people need to be aware of it. And, the idea that the Secretary of State doesn't necessarily need to investigate anything. They just look up the address that's provided and somebody in her office says, yep, that address is inside the district. So that happened. But another case just happened in the last day or two, because Senator Knope, you know, he had a handpicked person that he recommended to replace him in the Senate because he's being forced out under Measure 113.
Yep.
And that person was found not to have lived in the district for 2 years. So that's one where the Secretary of State's office did intervene. So I'm not sure what's happening.
I think that's a dangerous game that Christine Goodwin's playing. And she says, don't worry about it. Oh, yeah, don't worry about it until you have to worry about it. And I just think that is just, it's foolish, in my opinion. Just a really foolish and frankly, cynical politics. Really cynical politics that we're supposed to believe that a property that is a winery tasting room is in Art Robinson's district, and that's where she's living, her residence. I just can't buy that. It just, you know, in other words, I feel like I'm being gaslighted, just like Joe Biden's State of the Union speech last night.
Right. Well, yeah, and we're talking about the state of the swamp.
Yeah.
You know, I did have an email exchange with the chief of staff of the Secretary of State, Oregon Secretary of State, and he said that, you know, if somebody could file a complaint about it and that, you know, they would investigate if somebody did that. But at this point, somebody could file the complaint after the primary, and she could be disqualified after she's already on the ballot.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yep.
Yeah, and that's why it really needs to get nailed down one way or the other very soon. So that happened. I mean, you know, it was one of these days. I'm really glad I went there. You get the sense of the room, and it's the difference between attending a city council meeting when they're discussing how to, you know, talking about drug addicts in our parks and what can we do. And you get the energy in the room, and you kind of see body language, and you get to see what's going on. You kind of get the big picture. And literally, when you're sitting in the gallery, you know, in the state capitol, you are literally looking down on the action.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is interesting. And though you can watch it on video, you can watch it from home. And I know, you know, that's the way most reporters would do it. There is value to be there, you know, for at least some of the time. So, you know, that's...
Maybe we should just move the state capitol around to different cities from time to time. You know, just rotate it around. I'd like that. I don't know how you could pull it off.
I know.
All right. Richard Edmonds, publisher and editor of the Oregon Eagle. And we appreciate your take on it. And thanks for the report. And was there any campaign finance, that fake job did get passed. But if the Democrats wanted it, it's because that they were going to be really held to account. And I can't help but think that this version of that bill probably allows lots of union and teachers union money in still. Would that be fair?
That's fair because their unions have lots of members and, you know, each member can give so much money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely a reality. And another example of the ballot measure pressure was the fix to Measure 110. And, you know, because there were worse ballot measures heading for November.
That would have just practically repealed it. That just would have repealed it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Richard, I appreciate the take. Richard Edmonds, and we'll have you back. And thanks for the report. And I know you'll be writing about this soon and sending it out to your subscribers. And I count myself as one of them. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Bill.
OregonEagle.com.